Hey Donald X, what is the story behind Bridge Troll?
So the first card is this text collector thing, and this is a very old card. And one thing you can notice is that on all the later cards, there's a coin symbol. And on text collector, there's a gold bar. At the very beginning, I used a gold bar to mean money, and it was too big of an icon, so I switched to the coin. It was just, cumbersome. And then text collector is it wasn't the first bridge, but it's a combination bridge and then anti-bridge for everybody else. And it would seem like this would necessarily die for one of two reasons, either because in multiplayer maybe it could like shut you out. And in fact, in multiplayer it was confusing because it would be like, some number of bridge trolls of yours and other players, and you had to figure out how much everything cost. Bridge trolls, text collectors. Or you would think it would die because the existence of such a card causes me to have to say what order these effects happen in if you have both a bridge troll and a text collector, or I mean, a bridge and a text collector, or even just two text collectors that are different players. What order do the effects happen? Does zero go to negative one and back to one, or to one and down to negative one, or does it not go to negative one and then go up? How does that work? And so it's a question I can avoid if I don't ever make that card. But the actual reason the tax collector died was because it was timed differently than all the other duration cards. And as you can see, this version doesn't even say duration on it. The original duration cards didn't. It was just in the rules that cards stayed out until the last turn they did anything. And obviously it's very handy to have the color and the word. But anyway, so all the other duration cards go from Seaside at first edition, they all go away at the end of your next turn. But Tax Collector went away on an opponent's turn because that's when it was done doing things. So that difference caused me to change it. And I changed it into Cut Purse. And that the story of Cut Purse also starts with this image and ends with Cut Purse. And so years later, there we are in Adventures, and I decided I would try this again. For some reason, who knows what was going on. And so then we have this first highway robbery that says on each of the player's turns, cards cost two more, as if you needed that. It does is a one shot so that it can't endlessly screw us over. And it's going to be hard to remember some things like what was going on with that highway robbery from years ago when we tested Adventures. And I do not know. But then the next image, you can see that it says not more than two above the printed cost, which is clearly so that in multiplayer it doesn't go insane on you, or multiple highway robbers don't stack. And at the same time, now that's no longer a one shot, which is not a surprise because not very many things manage to be one shots. And then it's called the Highwayman. And it makes cards cost one less, like Tax Collector had, and cards cost one more. It's Tax Collector returned. And so then I came up with the minus one coin token as a way better way of, as it's this, it makes cards more expensive to the other player in this way that's never cumulative, whether you play multiple copies or it's multiplayer or whatever. So it was the set with tokens, and I decided I could have these tokens, and then after that the story is dull as I just refined the wording. And of course, something about these images is I decided it was beyond the scope to show the published images. That last bridge troll is how it went out. But of course, years have gone by, and now Bridge Troll actually says something different on it. It's not a wild this is in play ability because those turned out to be confusing. And you can see that all on the wiki. You can see images for all the cards, published versions and online versions. And so you can see that history of Bridge Troll there. And I'm just giving you the history until that first edition of Adventures. So that's Bridge Troll. I'm satisfied with Bridge Troll. It's Bridge is this very basic effect that looms over the game so much that new versions of bridge really want to be different somehow so that you really feel like it's not just the same bridge experience. This isn't an issue with like villages and smithies where the smithy part can just be plus three cards over and over. And it's not such a concern. Like they'll do their part to contribute to the game, but bridge is so, it's so dominating where it's like, okay, we can build this bridge deck that all these cards really want to feel somewhat different. So I think Bridge Troll does okay there. job well done.
Hey, Bards, what do you have for us today?
Go ship, can I draw my deck? No, sir, no, sir, go get wrecked. Top deck some green cards, draw them next turn. 5 coins or riches I'll never earn. Go ship, can I draw my deck? No, sir, no, sir, lol, get wrecked.
Thank you, Sharrow, for the cheapest tribute to Ghost Ship.